AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Lawmakers in Alabama advanced legislation to protect in vitro fertilization providers after a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children.
Committees in the state Senate and House approved nearly identical bills that would protect providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution from the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. Lawmakers are aiming to give final approval Wednesday and send the legislation to the governor to be signed into law. I'm Julie Walker.
A lot of delegates are at stake today with primaries in 16 states on Super Tuesday. President Biden and former President Donald Trump are expected to cruise to victories. In North Carolina, Elizabeth Zacor isn't pleased by today's choices.
I want someone other than Trump. I mean, this whole huge, beautiful country, and Trump is the best we have. I just find that hard to believe. And I'm not saying that Biden's so great, but actually my life's never been better.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is looking for a repeat of 2016.
This is a head-to-head matchup at this point between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and he's the clear favorite, has all the momentum, and I feel really good about him winning again in November.
Today, Donald Trump called Joe Biden the worst president in history. President Biden warned Black Americans, specifically returning Trump to the White House, would be dangerous. The Department of Education says Virginia's Liberty University agreed to pay an unprecedented $14 million fine after the Christian school failed to disclose information about crimes that occurred on its Lynchburg campus, including those involving sexual assaults. Barry Cadden, the co-founder of a specialty pharmacy that was at the center of a deadly national meningitis outbreak in 2012, pleaded no contest to involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. Logins have been restored after outages involving Meta platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. This is AP News. No deal on a ceasefire in the Middle East.
3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages have ended without a breakthrough, Egyptian officials say. Less than a week before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the informal deadline for a deal. The US, Qatar and Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement in which Hamas would release up to 40 hostages in return for a six-week ceasefire, the release of some Palestinian prisoners, and an influx of aid to address the humanitarian catastrophe in the isolated territory. I'm Charles Tilladesma.
In New Hampshire, the Dartmouth men's basketball team voted to unionize, an unprecedented step toward forming the first labor union for college athletes, and another attack on the NCAA's deteriorating amateur business model. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.